This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I've got one of those jobs where you learn something every single day. You just open your mind and you let the knowledge flow in. Still, when I heard about this next story, I just didn't get it. A chain of hair salons at which there is no cutting, no coloring, just blow drying. The dry bar, as it's called, is the brainchild, the very successful brainchild, it should be said, of a professional stylist named Allie Webb and her brother Michael. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm Kai. Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Nice
how
to meet
are you?
You?
So tell me where we are. Because really, I've never been in a place like this before. It'll shock you to know.
Well, this is our this is going to be our 34th location and our, I think, 12th or 13th here in Los Angeles. This is a dry bar where there's no cuts, no color, just blowouts.
I have to tell you that when this story was pitched to me, I don't understand it.
Michael didn't understand it either when I first came to him with this idea, also being bald.
We should point out that Michael has no hair.
Yeah, you have good hair.
It's been said.
I'm jealous.
So here's the thing I don't understand about this. You could go to Rite Aid and spend $35 and get a perfectly good blow dryer and spend 8-10 minutes in the bathroom after you shower, boom,
oh,
and you're done.
No. That's where you're wrong. But that's exactly what Michael thought, too.
Yeah.
He was like, what do you mean? I see my wife blow dry her hair all the time. Can't she do it herself? The thing is, and not being a woman, it's hard for you to understand,
you.
But any woman in this room could also explain this to you as well as I can, that you can't, most women can't do their hair as, the majority of women can't do their hair as well as a professional can. They can attempt to.
I grant you that. Totally grant you that.
So, first of all, 10 minutes is definitely not going to do the trick. I mean, it takes us 35 to 45 minutes.
No, come on.
Yeah, no,
really?
True. You have to, there's a lot to getting a great blowout. It doesn't just happen. And it will last you for days so that you don't have to worry about it in the morning. You can go two, three, 4 days without having to do anything to your hair, which when you have kids is really a nice thing.
Talk to me about the business proposition here. You had this idea. So let's back up. So you're
yes.
driving around
okay.
giving all your mommy friends blowouts.
So I'm driving around. I had this mobile blow dry business. Michael, who's, you know, always been my brother and biggest fan and supporter, kind of was watching from the sidelines this little business that was growing. And I got to the point where I was having to say no all the time. I didn't have enough time for all the demand I had. So I went to Michael and I said, you know, I think instead of me doing this mobily, that I should open a place, a shop, a salon where all we do are blowouts. Instead of me going to them, they come to me. And so again, Michael thought I was kind of crazy and didn't understand why I wouldn't want to do cuts and color, because that's where the real money was.
Right.
But I explained to him, like I explained to you, that, you know, women felt really great when they got a blowout. And I felt like if the price point was right, they would come in frequently, not for just events, not, you know, it was cost prohibitive before dry bar.
And here's where Allie, and so I lent her the money. I thought I'd never see it again.
How much did you lend her?
$250,000. She's my sister and I love her. And we did the math. Wait. This is the funny part.
It's a lot of love, man.
We did the math, and we felt that in order for Allie to make a nice little living and to support herself, and she had to do 20 or 30 blowouts a day. But now, most of our stores average well over 100 blowouts a day. So we just really underestimated the demand.
So what you have here is a blowout factory, right? Kind of? Right?
Factory.
A little.
No,
it's
no,
an it's a little assembly line.
No, it's very personal.
Factory. But let's set the branding aside and just think about what you got, right? It's a little bit of a machine, right? I mean, you have, in order to scale, which you're doing at 34, 35 stores, you have to be able to routinize some of this stuff.
Well, we do have a lot of training in place, and it's gotten more and more robust over the years as we've grown. And there is really a dry bar way. There is a way that we blow out hair.
It's like HP. It's like Hewlett Packard, the dry bar way.
There is. And I get stylists who've been doing hair for, you know, 10 years, and they come in and they're like, oh, I didn't know you could blow out like this. I didn't know you could get curl with a brush and not on a curling iron. I know that's completely out of your scope.
What?
But there's a lot of things that we teach stylists that they, you know, about blow drying hair, there is really an art to it.
You're somebody now in the hair world.
Well, thanks.
Right? No, I mean, come on. Own it. You got to own it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very surreal and very humbling. I mean, when people say things to me like, you know, we've disrupted this industry and we've changed it, and I think it's so crazy, but it's really exciting. I mean, I feel like I'm like living the dream and I feel so lucky.
It's become a much bigger business than any of us expected.
Allie Webb and her brother Michael Landau at Dry Bar number 34 opens for business tomorrow.